Democrat group to spend $50 million to turn seven state legislatures blue. By Amy Furr on December 14, 2019. A Democrat committee has set its sights on flipping seven state legislatures to blue following the party's recent victory in Virginia. The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, DLCC, which focuses on state House races, will make the legislatures of Arizona, Texas, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, and Iowa its main targets for 2020, according to The Hill. DLCC President Jessica Post said the organization is taking the opportunity to combat gridlock in Washington. "That hopefully will not continue, but if it does, we want progress," she commented. "We've got to see it happen in the states." The DLCC plans to spend $50 million in 2020 to accomplish its mission of electing Democrats to state houses all over the nation, according to its website. The site continued, "Rebuilding the Democratic Party starts at the local level. The DLCC recruits, trains, and supports local Democrats running for state legislative office. We give our candidates resources, field support, and the data they need to run smart, winning campaigns. We're powered by nearly 150,000 supporters from all 50 states. Over 98% of our contributions come from grassroots donors, giving an average of $16, who fuel thousands of local Democratic candidates across the country. The resistance against Trump and the Republicans starts local, and we're counting on our supporters to get educated, involved, and take action in their communities," the site concluded. November 5, Democrats in Virginia won majorities in both the House and Senate for the first time in more than two decades, according to the Associated Press. The report continued, "National groups, particularly those aligned with Democrats, pumped huge amounts of money into the contest as a way to test drive expensive messaging and get out the vote campaigns ahead of the 2020 cycle. Gun control and clean energy groups affiliated with former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg spent several million dollars helping Democrats." The same month, the New York Times admitted that almost five decades of mass immigration had turned the state of Virginia blue. The article went on, "Not long ago, this rolling green stretch of northern Virginia was farmland. Most people who could vote had grown up here. And when they did, they usually chose Republicans. The fields of Loudoun County are disappearing. In their places, row upon row of cookie-cutter townhouses, clipped lawns and cul-de-sacs, a suburban landscape for as far as the eye can see. Unlike three decades ago, the residents are often from other places, like India and Korea. And when they vote, it is often for Democrats. Virginia Democrats have vowed to move forward with a radical agenda that includes stricter gun laws, a higher minimum wage, and ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment," the AP report concluded.